Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, April 7th, 2017. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
And I'm Brian Chaffin. Wait, that's not the right show, is it?
No, but it's just so familiar and comforting.
I am good. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am glad you're here. I'm also glad Eero is our sponsor today. They do the whole home Wi-Fi mesh system that I'm using. I'll talk about them in a bit. Actually, Brian, before we hop into topics, How's Pop.0 going?
Pop.0 is going. We just did the episode 5. I like to call it the pretty pink ribbon episode because John was in traveling and was in a guest bedroom.
Oh, that's so sweet.
There were pretty pink ribbons on either side of his head. It was quite funny. But you know, it's going. We're having fun with it. It's definitely interesting doing a video podcast, and and John Keat is always fun and interesting. So yeah, and I keep getting told that we have good chemistry and that maybe we should get a room. So you know.
Are you messing around on me?
No.
It's okay, everyone. Brian and I, we have an open relationship. Anyhow. Or poly, whatever. It's, you know.
What else?
It's all good. So, now that I know that John looks pretty in pink, you wrote up a piece yesterday about a settlement that social media companies made.
Yeah, you remember that thing back when it was a thing when companies could like snarf up your contacts through iOS?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Right. And then there were a few companies that were doing it and they weren't telling you. And several big, or at least big at the time, social media companies came up with a settlement regarding a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit on this. I don't know. I call it privacy obnoxiousness. Mm-hmm. And several companies, including, I'll just go ahead and list them, Twitter, Instagram, Yelp, Foursquare, Kick, Path, Gowalla, and Food Spotting, whom I'd never heard of.
Seriously?
Have you heard? You've heard of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Got it. Sorry, I couldn't tell if you were seriously the name or seriously the mean. Anyway, whatever. They all agreed to kick in a total of $5.3 million. Which will be available to claimants who downloaded any of those apps between 2009 and 2012. Meaning you'll get pennies as part of the settlement. But it's good. It's cool, though, bro, because the lawyers are going to do just fine.
Oh, okay. Because I was really worried.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a $5.3 million settlement. It's going to go into a fund. A lot of people are going to be eligible. You know, it's a slap on the wrist for the companies being obnoxious about our privacy. Yeah, they argue that, well, you know, we needed to store those contacts on our servers because that's how we could reach out to these people in your contact list to, you know, share the joys of our stupid social network.
Yeah.
So anyway, Apple has fixed this a long time ago. Now, an app developer has to have express permission to access your contacts,
which is good, and something that I think Apple should have had in place from the beginning.
Yeah, true. To Apple has usually done the right thing in reaction when it's realized that it didn't do something, and. You know, it's at least understandable that there has to be, you know, some kind of learning process sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I I'll accept that. So what was the settlement amount again?
$5.3
million. $5.3
million.
And this is across all the companies,
the social the
networks that were involved.
Yeah.
So the cumulative total that they had to pay out to get all of our contacts was $5.3
million. Correct.
So that's actually a pretty good deal for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cost of doing business.
Yeah.
All so right. Really cool, huh?
Yeah, so that's really cool.
Yep. No, you know, it's just most class action suits are driven by class action attorneys who are looking for fat payout. And they're not actually driven by truly aggrieved parties.
Yeah. Well, can you hear the happiness in my voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. This is making me sad, so I'm going to talk about something that makes me happy instead.
Oh, okay.
Euro.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you did there, too.
I know. That was like a master segue.
Yeah, it was. And then us talking about it, or me talking about it, immediately made it into not a master segue. You're welcome.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm so glad you have my mm-hmm. back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Eero, what they do is they make these Wi-Fi base stations that work together, and they make a Wi-Fi mesh. So instead of having like one base station that has to cover your whole place, and maybe it can, but probably can't, or you have like two or three that you've strung together, and you've made this kind of kludgy network that, I mean, it works, but you're not always sure you're connecting to the best base station. And it's anyhow. So what Eero does is they make it really simple. So you take one of their base stations, you plug it in, and you have an app on your iPhone that just sets everything up. And then you take the second one out of the box, set it at a different place in your house, so that you can extend your coverage, and the app just sets that up too. And now it appears to everything on your network as if you have a single base station that has crazy awesome signal strength, because it, in essence, it does. And if you're like me and you got the three pack, then you take that third one and go set it up even farther away, like opposite direction from the main one. And now I have this Wi-Fi network that I can use out in the parking lot, like almost a block away, whatever. It works and it's slick. I love that they include tools with the app that let you monitor what devices are in your network and will give you alerts if you want when new devices show up. So it gives you a way to make sure that no one has figured out what your network password is. And you can even block devices from showing up on your network, meaning they just can't even get on the network. It's
nice.
Yeah, it's really slick. I was using a Airport Extreme base station, one of the tower styles, until I got the Eero. And I loved Apple's base station. But once I got this, I felt like I bought the base station setup Apple should have made. I'm very pleased with my Eero. So I want everyone to go check this out. And what you can do is head over to the Eero website. That's Eero.com. And check out what they have. The three-pack, that's what I have. It's going to run you $399, which is $100 off what it used to be. They permanently lowered the price. And the two-pack, if you have a smaller space, $299 for that. That's $50 off what it used to be. They lowered the prices because they wanted to make this more affordable for everyone, because everyone should get to have a really good Wi-Fi network. There's so many other crappy things we have to deal with in this world. A bad Wi-Fi network shouldn't be one of them. So anyhow, go check it out, Eero.com. And you can also pick up their Wi-Fi mesh systems at Best Buy and Amazon. So go get yours and have a better network, because you deserve it. I really think that every one of you deserve it. Thank you, Eero. All right. So the other thing that I want to talk about kind of sticks in with the whole social networking thing, and this is Clips. and clips. For those of you that that are not up to speed yet, this is the app that Apple released yesterday that ties into your social networks. And what it does is it lets you capture videos or photos, and then you can apply effects to them. You know, like add text or put filters on, and it even will let you apply these things in real time. So like if you're capturing a video, you can tap this button, and while the video is being captured, you can talk, and in real time on your iPhone or iPad, it will transcribe what you're saying as to words on top of the video. Which so anyhow, there's some really cool features in this, and then it links into your social networks. So it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. I think there's something else, but I can't remember off the top of my head. It's still brand new, and it can send whatever you're making off to people through email or messages as well. And I've started playing with it a little bit. And I'm thinking it's pretty cool. I don't know how much I will use it because I'm typically not putting video content on my social networks, but I may now. What do you think about this, Brian?
I saw just this morning, I saw a short clip that macOS Ken Ray.
Yes.
Posted to Instagram, and I thought it was quite nifty. Of course, you know, you kind of expect something that Ken Ray is going to do.
That's true.
Be nifty.
Yep. Yep.
I haven't played with it myself yet. I am also not a big video producer unless it's wax seals.
Yes. And I think you need to play with this with your wax seals.
Oh, I should. Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. I don't think that Apple aimed this at wax seal aficionados. I think it's aimed more at the selfie crowd. It looks like it could be a tool to help. I mean, all right, let's back up, Jeff, because to me, it's kind of weird that Apple doesn't have a YouTube. Let's call it an iTube.
Yep, they don't have the iTubes. They also don't have any social network at all.
Right, they don't have any kind of social network. And they've tried a couple of times and, you know, LOL. Mm-hmm. But this is a way for Apple to make its devices, something like Clips is a way for Apple to make its devices I'm not going to say indispensable, but certainly a key participant in things like the growing video sharing market. You know, Instagram has a lot of videos on it now. YouTube, obviously, they've done a couple of videos here and there.
Every now and then, yep.
Over at the YouTube. And this is a way for Apple to be a key participant in this, you know, phenomenon. And I could quickly see some of the best self-made selfie videos coming out of Clips. And, you know, if it's going to make better content for all of us to consume, I think it's nifty. I think clip could be a thing.
I think it could be a thing too. It to me, it looks like the app that Apple made when they realized that they don't get how to make a social network run, but they do get how to make stuff happen on social networks. So instead of trying to create another Ping or whatever, they decided they're going to leverage their skill set on top of other social networks, hence Clips.
Right. And the important thing here is that it's giving iOS device owners a tool. Well, I guess I'm just going to repeat myself. It allows Apple to be a key participant in this thing without being on the actual hosting side, without being on the social network side of things. And that's good for iOS users, but that in turn is good for Apple because it continues to strengthen Apple's ecosystem. It continues to make people that end up falling in love with this app are going to want to stick with their iPhones and possibly iPads in order to continue using it. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. And Apple also has the advantage over other apps that can do similar things, like let you customize a video and then share it on a social network. Because they have their system level integration, they can tap into the facial recognition database that's on your iPhone. So you can let the app pick out faces in videos and suggest who it thinks they are, and then you can choose if you want to send this through messages to them. So in that sense, it almost makes messages like a social network platform. But I mean, just the fact that it can go through a video and say, "Oh, I believe that's Brian. Do you want to send him a copy of this video?" That's a pretty cool thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Now I'm saying that's a cool that thing. We'll see how much I really use it. I'm betting that once you start to play with this, especially since you do your ceiling wax videos, mm-hmm. I bet you're actually going to use this app.
I may. I just haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but I would have done so if I knew we were going to be talking about it. Of course, I could have maybe. Anyway, whatever. The point is, thank you, Jeff. The point is that I will.
since I keep talking about your ceiling wax videos, mm-hmm. where can people find those?
Oh, I do those on Instagram at the Geektells, GEKTELLS.
And they're pretty cool. You actually get a lot of people watching those videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there interested in sealing letters with wax or sealing packages with wax. Not that I've done any packages, but there's this I've probably found 20 different companies making stamps, sealing wax stamps. Think about that, 20 companies. I mean, they're not like big, huge, massive, multi-million-dollar company, I would assume, but it's just super interesting. This is, this legacy, anachronistic technology seems to be in the middle of a comeback.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, and your video is a lot of fun too. All right, well, listeners, I'm curious: is Clips something that you're going to use? And regardless of whether or not you are going to use it, I'm curious if you think that this is going to be a successful app for Apple. Let me know. You can send me messages on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can shoot me emails, observations@macobserver.com. And you can leave comments in the show notes because I'm going to check all those places. And I'm curious to hear what you have to say. And Brian, we're out of time. So, I know, but it's okay because we'll always have next week.
Yay! More
shows. Yay! So, Eero, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to the Eero website, eero.com, and check out their whole home Wi-Fi mesh systems. I've been using one for quite a while now, and I am really happy that I am. And Brian, I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and listeners, thank you for joining us yet again. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.